Blog Talk Radio. Happy Resurrection Sunday, family. Happy Easter. Gosh, it's been such a long time since I've been on the Blog Talk air. I have been on air on other platforms, but it was just pressing on my heart to come to you this morning on Blog Talk. So, again, happy Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. I am so excited about this day because this is the day as Christians where it is one of the most significant days of what we believe. And the reason I say one of the most, because there are other days in our Christian belief in which we believe are important, but this day is, oh gosh, it is so important because on this day is the day that that Jesus rose from the dead. He arose from the dead. Death has no more sting to us, but there's more to it. There is more to understanding. So, and most of you who are scholars of the Bible and those things, I'm just coming to you as a person who's been saved, who has experienced God's grace and God's mercy on the life. I believe the importance of this day is due to the fact that we now understand that through the journey of Jesus Christ and why he was here is that he came here to share the importance of his love and God's love for us, and for we can understand the importance of changing our life around. Amen to that, because my life has been changed and stretched and all of those things, and because of the learning and the teaching that Jesus Christ had shared during his ministry here on earth, I was able to understand more of what he has been, what he's been putting into my life and what he is looking for us to understand. So as you all know, Palm Sunday is the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into the city. But not only is that the triumphant entry to the city, but it also explains to us is that that his everything in which he learned, everything in which he taught, the purpose was for this week leading up to Friday, in which we know as Good Friday or Holy Friday. And he has bore, he received all of our guilt, all of our pain, all of our issues, everything on that leading up to the cross. He carried that on his shoulders. He carried that up with each stripe against his body for us. And when he went to the grave, he took every issue, every problem, every pain, every ache, every complaint, everything that we as humans can imagine. He took all of that to the grave with him. Now, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you know, they were upset. They forgot the teaching, which we usually do here as humans, is that we tend to forget the teachings, the learnings, those stories in which were shared throughout the year, that he's always said that he will arise, that death no longer has a hold on us, but we tend to forget. And that's why it's so significant for this day, is because he rose. Death has no sting, no longer sting for us. He has risen so we can live a life of wholeness. And, you know, in the story, in Mark 16, I believe it is, where the women had to the grave to pour oil and spices on them, and not until actually today, I understood the story. I understood the purpose of them letting us know about these women going to the grave and seeing the stone had been rolled away, so everybody will know that what he has told us throughout ages, throughout the time that he was here, is that he has risen. But what was so significant that made me want to come before you today is that the stone plays a significant part in today. A lot of times in which we go through, and I'm guilty, when I say we, I'm including myself, is that when we are so wrapped up into our issues, our pains, and our things in which we are dealing with, that's our stone. That is the heaviest thing that we carry, is the stone, our problems, our issues. What is your stone in which you are carrying? What is that thing that has us so wrapped up in just how are we going to do this, questioning? How are we going to get through this day? How are we going to feed our family? How are we going to pay our bills? That's our stone. So the significance of this also is that not only did he defeat death, and as these women was going to his grave with all this worry, all this concern of how are they going to remove this stone. And we've seen pictures of what this stone looks like. It's no easy. It's not a tiny little pebble. It's not a tiny little stone. But it is something to cover a grave where women, one woman, two women, three women, it would take men to push that stone away. But the significance is that because of the death, because of death was defeated, that stone is automatically removed. All we have to do is believe. We have to walk in this, that everything that we carry, all of our concerns, all of these things, is that he has risen. He's already carried this. He's already removed the stone for us to see more of him, for us to understand that he is alive. All we have to do is walk into it. So my family, today, on this beautiful day, believers and non-believers, I can tell you from both sides, I grew up in the church. I walked away from the church. I didn't believe in anything. I thought it was just all hunky-dory, but I stand here today before you, broken, to let you know that Jesus has removed that stone from my life, that he has rolled away those fears, anxieties, rolled away all these things, because instead of me worrying about how am I going to get through this, how am I going to do these things, he has removed that stone so I can see that he is alive. So family, begin to understand the story, not only from the fact that he is alive, that he has risen, that he has rolled away all those things in which we carry so close to us, he has removed those things. He has rolled those stones away. He has bore the stripes so we can live, so we are healed. All we got to do is walk in it. All we got to do is stop complaining, stop worrying about the woe is me, and see him in every situation. Because as you continue on the story, the women, when they were told to go and share the story that Jesus Christ has risen, and as they and throughout their time and their traveling and they're walking along, Jesus is now appearing to the women, to the disciples, and they are so consumed with everything in which they are feeling, in which what are in fear and all these things, that they could not see that Jesus was already with them, that Jesus was walking with them. So my friends, my family, as you think about this day, think about where you were. Think about what has happened, good and bad, in your life. And think about how you were saved and you were spared. We tend to forget that grace and mercy is all wrapped up into this. And I am so thankful for all. So family, continue to seek his face, continue to walk in understanding that Jesus is bigger than anything that we can think of. We just got to walk in it. So on this Easter Sunday of 2023, family, walk in his grace. Walk in the belief. Don't worry about all the things in which are plaguing you where you can't see Jesus in it. Remember, the stone is rolled away. Remember, he took all the sins and bore it on his back on Friday so we can walk in freedom. So believe. And I'm not perfect. I'm telling you, a lot of times I have to continue to remind myself daily that Christ did it for me. He did it for my family. He did it for my loved ones. And if he did it for me, I know he will do it for you. So continue to be encouraged, family. I know with things that are going on in this world and in our communities and just all over, just be encouraged. Just be encouraged and know that Christ is with you. Just got to see him in every little thing. So many blessings to you, family. Many blessings to you. And as always, if you or someone you know are in need of help, need food, need some clothing, please reach out to Ellen Foundation by going to our website, www.thelmfoundation.org. Again, www.thelmfoundation.org. Please submit a request into us so we can put you in touch with someone that can help you. If we are not able to help you, we'll make sure you get some help. Also, if you are looking to know more about the gospel, if you are in need of prayer, please reach out to us again by going to thelmfoundation.org, www.thelmfoundation.org. Reach out to us so we can get some prayer, so we can help you walk this journey out. And as well, if you are in the DMV area and you are in need of just reaching out to us, or if you are not in the DMV area and you're looking to get in touch with a local church in your area, please reach out to us. We are here as a service to the community. So God bless you. Enjoy this beautiful Sunday. And remember, be encouraged. God is always with us. Amen, amen.